My expectation is that they'll come out with flat discretionary spending compared to last year. That won't be as tight as it looks because the bills that just passed the Congress had enormous increases, about 12% for many agencies.
Yeah, so flat really from 2010 to 2011 is not flat at all in terms of the decade that we've been just finishing.
Right. We've seen, under both parties, we've seen a big expansion of government spending. We are going to have to do a U-turn. I think the arithmetic's pretty clear, but this isn't the budget that will do it. The rumors around town are that the administration sent out to agencies planning for a 5% cut. I don't think we'll see anything like that. I think flat is the best prediction, and that continues the path upward. Next year, one more year after this, hopefully we'll see the spending start to come down.
And that's because we're still in a fragile recovery stage, and the president feels that this money needs to be spent in order to really get us to a full-blown recovery?
I don't think it's so much the importance to the recovery. You know, there's very little, I think, that the government can do in an election year that would be dramatic enough to hamper the recovery. So I think the larger issue is the politics and the difficulty of campaigning for the midterm elections on a budget that looks too stringent for some constituencies.
Yeah, so that would give the president the ability to say, look how we're holding the line going forward here, because in 2011 I've ordered agencies not to increase their budgets at all, and so that's how the politics comes into it, do you believe?
Yes, I think that's the rhetorical high ground that the administration wants to have going into the election, but at the same time, underneath, they've put in enough money this year to carry agencies through the election pretty easily.
And so when you look ahead at what might be in the 2011 budget, do you think that they'll just sustain for agencies what they've put in place this year for the 2010 budget, or do you think there'll be other initiatives that will pop up that'll get a greater size of the budget?
One would expect that the top line would be flat, but within that, there are going to be priorities for the administration. They're going to continue, I think, to emphasize education and education reform. Certainly there will be some initiatives surrounding whatever comes out of the health bill that they're going to want to highlight quickly. And then there will have to be some tough choices as to how to keep things level by diminishing programs elsewhere.
And if you really look at the entire federal budget, it's going to have to rise anyway, because the parts that are not those that are associated with discretionary agency spending rise out of control of Congress.
Yeah, the mandatory programs, which are the really the bulk of the budget, if you look at Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, farm programs, and the like, those continue to grow. Medicare and Medicaid have grown at 7-8% a year for decades. So we're not going to see anything that looks like real restraint in the overall budget. The focus is just going to be on the annual appropriations to agencies.
We're talking this morning to Douglas Holtz-Eakin, former Congressional Budget Office Director. And, you know, from your vantage point, you know, it's the Congressional Budget Office that's really been looking at the health care bill, the Senate's health care bill, trying to determine whether or not it's going to add to the deficit. In your view, as we go out, you know, 10 years, as the CBO has been looking at, you know, do you think that this is going to be something that adds to our red ink?
I think there's no question. The budget office looks at the paper that the Congress sends them in the end and is forced to evaluate it, taking it at face value. There's some things left out of this bill, so $250 to $300 billion for doctors that simply is left out. And there are things about the bill that I think are unrealistic. The expectation that somehow Medicare is going to grow at 6% a year instead of 8% just because of the stroke of a pen, they haven't done anything to reform the system in a way that would suggest you can actually get $480 billion less in spending there. So they've created large new entitlement programs that also grow at 8% a year, and they're counting on funding them with cuts in other entitlement programs they haven't really done anything to. I don't see that happening. So I see a lot of red ink out of these bills.
And the other thing that doesn't figure into the standard budget planning, too, is the availability of stimulus money that was not spent in the 2010 year will carry forward into 2011 again.
Yes. The stimulus bill is now an enormous part of the federal budget. It was originally $787 billion. Because of its nature, it's grown. As there's been more unemployment than expected, we've seen the support for the people who are unemployed become more expensive. So it's now a $900 billion program at least, $1 trillion if you count interest. That money's still out there. Much of it will continue to flow, and there's flexibility to spend it in years later. So I think the real budget issues of the future come when the stimulus effort comes to expiration. What will the Congress do? What will genuinely be allowed to expire and what will not? And that comes at the same time that all the Bush-era tax cuts expire. So there's a lot of action the year after next. But next year, I think, is going to be a relatively modest hold-the-line effort.
And so would you say that there is going to be a real legitimate effort at deficit reduction? Do you see that in the cards in the future?
The answer has to be yes, and it won't be because politicians somehow wake up and decide this is great fun, that they're not going to like it, but our hand will be forced. We cannot run deficits that will be, under the current projections, $1 trillion in 2019, well after the economy is assumed to recover, well after the financial crisis is a memory. International capital markets simply won't keep lending the U.S. that kind of money. We're going to have to demonstrate the ability to get our house in order.
And that you say that that won't really happen until the next decade, till the beginning of the next decade?
No, I think we'll have to do it before we get to that point. They're not going to let us go a decade and still be running a deficit that will be 5.5% of our national income. So this year we're going to talk a lot about deficits. We're going to make some show to hold the line on total spending. And then next year, I think, genuinely, the work will begin.
Yeah, because eventually interest rates will have to rise above 0%.
Well, they're already going up.
You know, and so at that point, the debt service costs of the country are going to start to spiral. In fact, your old agency, the Congressional Budget Office, has projected a quadrupling of debt service costs over the next 10 years.
It's an enormous issue. The CBO, when they analyzed the president's budget in June, projected a deficit for 2019, long way off. We're still running a deficit of $1 trillion. Almost $800 billion of that would be interest on previous borrowing. That's not a position we ever really want to let ourselves get in. We want to take control of this situation and have less debt outstanding. We'd also be more insulated from interest rate shocks because interest rates are relatively low right now, and we're basically financing in the same way that a lot of these mortgages were financed, with a low teaser rate, and that's a dangerous thing for the government to be doing.
Yeah, and once that expires, and all of these essentially subsidies for the economic institutions and the Federal Reserve, basically at 0% interest rate lending, you know, I mean, that's really going to be a shock to the system. People really wonder how we dig out of that.
The only way to dig out, really, is to control spending. Again, if you simply take the CBO's estimate of the administration's budget, in 2019, we will be raising 19% of our national income and revenues. The historic average is a little above 18. So it's not a projection that says the government's revenue starved. It's a projection that says we're spending too much. And getting that under control will be the top priority. And it's something we know that neither party has a great appetite for. There's no great record on that front. But that what is different now will be that international lenders, the Chinese and others, are going to be saying, look, no more. You have to get your house in order.